Hello everyone, it's Marilyn Forman again from marilynforman.com, and this podcast is going to be one of my dual podcasts because I have two podcasts. One is Create a Life You Love, and that's for inspiring people in general, just to live up to their best, to recognize their strengths and their gifts and talents so they can actually share them with the world and live a life that they really love. And I also have a longtime passion of mine is inspiring parents and kids. So my other podcast is Inspired Parenting. And but this podcast fits into both areas. So I thought I'm going to put the same podcast on two different podcast stations. So here it is. And it's all about being perfect. I think this is quite ironic because normally I put up my podcasts on Wednesdays, and when I went to put this one up, I listened to it and I couldn't hear it. It was too quiet, so there's no way anybody would have heard it. It wasn't done perfectly, so I'm recording it right now. But it's funny because the whole point of it was that sometimes we don't do things in our life because we're not perfect at it yet. And this is something that is a pet peeve of mine because it impacts me greatly as well as many of my clients. I think about, you know, how much confidence we have when we're little kids. Nothing can stop us. We will try anything. It's our parents that keep us from doing things that are way over the top. And then, you know, we end up going into school and, you know, our teachers stop us from doing things we shouldn't. And we start getting trained down to be polite, to sit still, to listen to the adults, to not make mistakes, to make sure you know what you need to know. And we are trained in all of this for so many years that we start to question ourselves. We do our best to please everybody else in the outside world and forget who we are. We're trained to listen to our parents because they know best. Listen to our teachers or you're going to get in trouble. Listen to our bosses or you'll lose your job. It's all about everybody else. And then, you know, we get to a point in our life where we go, holy cow, where did my life go? Who am I in all of this? And have to search for it all over again. There you go, my story. This is something I want to bring to our attention. First, for creating a life you love, because when you're doing things that you're really good at and that you love and you're doing them for yourself, that's a life you love. That's creating that life that you really want for yourself and for parents as well. And also what we want to be teaching our kids. We want to hold on to as much of their uniqueness and brilliance as possible all through their life. So when we try new things, we don't have to be perfect at it. We can make a mistake. We can try things that we don't even know anything about. I mean, my podcast is a perfect example. I am not a professional speaker of podcasts. I'm not a radio announcer. I get up in front of crowds and I'll speak and things. But when I first started, I was horrible at it. When I first started this podcast, and they continue to be just off the cuff ideas that come to my head, they're not perfect. I don't script them out and then read them, practice them and read them. They come from my heart in the moment. And I know they're not perfect. I have a client who is brilliant at so many things and has so many big ideas and so many big plans, but doesn't go through with them because they're not perfect yet. She works and works and works to work around the fact that they're not perfect. And in her eyes, they never will be perfect. And so will she ever move along? And that's sad to me because of the gifts that she holds. So how many of you out there are in that same position? Like, do you feel that for yourself? Where there's so many things that you want to do, that you love to do, but haven't tried doing them because you won't be able to do them perfectly. Do you have high expectations for your children or grandchildren? And you're putting those on them? Do you try to live your life through your children? Anything you didn't do, you want them to do? We have to be so careful of all these things because we do them unconsciously. We're so trained in that way, we're not conscious to what we're stopping ourselves from doing or stopping our kids from doing. And that's what I wanted to share today. You don't need to do anything perfectly as long as you do it and you love what you're doing. And if you don't love it because you're afraid of making a mistake or not being really good at it, then get over it and have fun with it. So what if you make a mistake? How many people out there will watch you make a mistake or do something wrong, or me and my podcasts, you know, are going to actually start doing something like this because they love to do it and they don't care whether they're perfect at it yet? Why not? I mean, I look back at some of the papers I wrote, articles I wrote years ago, courses I made years ago that I never did anything with because they weren't perfect. And I finally said, that's it. No more. When I'm doing something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to put it in front of people. Why not? And so I hope that I can get you early on in life or right now and to go out and do something about what you're really good at. And I want you to inspire that uniqueness in your child. Watch them, learn from them, see their want to do something so out of the realms of their possibilities maybe. And they don't care. So that's my little podcast for today. This episode is all about being perfect and not letting it stop you. Just going out and do it. I hope this has really inspired me, so I hope it's inspired you. I'm going to get back to doing something that I've been working on for a while, so I will keep you posted, and we'll have another podcast in another week. Thank you for being here. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com, inspiring parents and helping people to create a life they love.